It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. New Mexico is easing its self-quarantine requirements for some interstate travelers before the Labor Day weekend. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced on Thursday that the state will waive quarantine restrictions on travel from over a dozen states, but the 14-day self-quarantine requirement still applies to people returning or arriving from high-risk states such as Texas, Arizona, and California. Health officials say they still encourage all out-of-state travelers to self-isolate and undergo testing for COVID-19 within 5 to 7 days of arrival to New Mexico. A new department for the state of New Mexico will oversee programs for children prenatal to 5 with child care assistance, early special education, healthy nutrition, and more. Emily Guerra talked to New Mexico Early Childhood Education and Care Department Cabinet Secretary Elizabeth Groginski about addressing the needs of children and families during the pandemic.
How has the agency sought to address the needs of children and families during this COVID pandemic?
That is a great question. We are based in Santa Fe. We have offices all over the state, though, and satellite offices. We have a larger office also in Albuquerque. And the other thing that I wanted to point out that is unique about our department and I think is so important and I'm so pleased that it's in place is we have an assistant secretary for Native American Early Childhood Education and Care, Giovanna Archuleta from the Pueblo of Nambe, and she has been really focused during this COVID pandemic on making sure that the needs of families and young children across New Mexico and our tribal communities have been met. That includes access to food, also infant wellness packages that included formula and baby food that was distributed to over 1,000 families across New Mexico in our tribal communities. The other ways that we have really been focused since the beginning was on childcare and access to childcare. Through our new department, we have the responsibility to license all childcare across the state to provide assistance to families who are at or below 200% of the federal poverty level. We actually help pay for their childcare. And in New Mexico, that translates to a family who earns $52,400 for a family of four. And so that is actually something that was really important in the early stages of the public health emergency, was making sure that our child care providers had the support they needed to stay open, to make sure that families of essential workers, health care, first responders, child care employees themselves, and others, grocery store workers, could still access child care and continue to work. So we put into place a number of financial supports and policy changes that allowed that continuity of operations, both for all of our critical services in the state and also to make sure that our child care providers were able to stay open and provide those positive, healthy, nurturing environments for young children.
Now, remote learning with this pandemic has created new needs for New Mexico families. How have you adapted to that?
Yes, it has indeed. And we have adapted by, again, collaboration and coordination with our public education department, with the governor's office, really looking at what are the infrastructure, the supports that we can put in place to help school districts help families and to help our child care providers assist families who need support during the remote or hybrid learning. So we did a couple things. One, we developed and administered a statewide family survey to better understand what the needs were for families. The Public Education Department developed a partnership with the Regional Education Cooperative so that they could analyze that data by school district and work with superintendents and charter leaders to develop solutions and strategies that would help their families access safe, healthy places for their child while they were in remote or hybrid learning. We at the ECECD department worked with our New Mexico Child Care Resource and Referral Agency and some of our other community partners to map out childcare across the state by school district and to also have them working directly with childcare programs to identify, help families that connect with childcare, but also to help childcare centers that may be struggling with different aspects of, you know, supporting school-aged children all day long with technical assistance, with other kind of training and support. For example, we developed a COVID safe practices training, mandatory training for all our early childhood professionals. And we had over 7,500 individuals working in childcare take that training. It builds off the really rigorous COVID safe practices that our department developed, again, in collaboration with the Department of Health. And the work that we do every day with the Department of Health regional offices and our regional early childhood services offices to make sure that anytime there is a positive case in a child care center, we are immediately responding, we're helping them develop safety plans, we're assisting the families who have been impacted and the staff who have been impacted to make sure that they have the resources that they need.
Thank you so much. New Mexico Early Childhood Education and Care Department Cabinet Secretary Elizabeth Groginski.